Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today has been a mix of warm sunshine and cooler breezes. In Jerusalem, temperatures were comfortable under partly cloudy skies. Tel Aviv enjoyed a sunny afternoon, while Haifa had mild conditions. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports just in that the IDF struck a weapons site in Gaza. 6 people are reportedly killed, including 2 Hamas members. Also, Ynet reports that earlier today, the IDF revealed the first operational records from the 2006 Lebanon War. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports an Iranian official claims triple drone capacity amid tensions with the U.S. Separately, Axios noted earlier this hour that Lindsey Graham made a final push for Saudi-Israel peace. And finally, Forward reports that Senator Lindsey Graham, a staunch supporter of Israel, has died suddenly at the age of 71. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst Osin613 posted just minutes ago that in his final hours, Senator Lindsey Graham briefed President Trump on his recent Ukraine trip and pressed for a Senate vote on Russia sanctions. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, noted that Lindsey Graham spoke with Trump hours before his death, discussing Ukraine, Russia sanctions, and U.S. strikes on Iran. Raylan Givens shared bombshell details just now, revealing intercepted Iranian communications about an assassination plot against Trump meant to occur during a NATO summit in Turkey. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike reported by the Times of Israel, the military targeted an arms factory in Gaza where operatives were present. The IDF states it was unaware of an incident involving a 9-year-old's reported death. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions in the region, highlighting the complex challenges of targeting militant infrastructure without civilian casualties. Turning to the 2006 Lebanon War records released today, as reported by Ynet, the IDF's newly unveiled documents shed light on the military's preparedness for massive rocket fire from Hezbollah. The revelations come as Israel reflects on past conflicts to inform current defense strategies, particularly in light of ongoing threats from the north. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights escalating tensions with Iran. The Iranian official's claim of increased drone capacity coincides with resumed attacks on Gulf neighbors and vessels. This raises concerns about regional stability and the potential for military escalation. Next, Axios provides insight into Lindsey Graham's diplomatic efforts. His push for Saudi-Israel normalization reflects a vision for broader Middle East peace. Graham's efforts underscore the geopolitical importance of fostering ties between Israel and Arab nations. And finally, Forward reports on the sudden passing of Senator Lindsey Graham. Known for his strong support of Israel, his death marks a significant loss in diplomatic advocacy for the region. His influence extended beyond policy, affecting U.S.-Israel relations at high levels. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel is racing to build the next generation of Arrow missile defenses. The Arrow 4 is nearing production, while development for Arrow 5 is planned. This comes as missile threats continue to shape Israel's defense priorities. Separately, Globes discusses the real estate market, noting that apartments continue to be sold and rented across the country. This reflects ongoing demand despite economic challenges. And finally, Ynet Business reports on the U.S.'s non-military tactics against Cuba. Sanctions and fuel restrictions have deepened shortages, showcasing economic strategies impacting global relations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.